Patient was
a dog.
The patient
they
was
were probably
a dog.
Drunk. Well, I mean,
it was the alcohol.
It was the alcohol.
That
it was the
always
substance
happens.
Abuse.
See, if they took ecstasy now,
they would have been on the ceiling, and there would have been no problem.
They would have left that ornament alone. Patient was beaten by her mother because she knocked down a Christmas ornament.
My God.
Oh, that's a nasty one. Patient states he was walking down Selner's steps to get Christmas decorations and missed a step, fell down flight of steps, admits to 6 beers. Patient reported strain to lower trunk, picking up a box of Christmas ornaments. Patient swallowed a Christmas tree ornament. Patient then vomited. Patient lacerated hand on knife, making Christmas decorations. Mm. Ooh.
There you go. Be careful when you're making those yarn dolls.
Anytime you use a sharp object. Patient put Christmas tree ornament in left ear. Patient reported right thumb pain, note as swelling of thumb, had been working on Christmas wreaths at home. And finally, patient swallowed a jingle bell at school.
I guess
jingling along the school corridors.
I guess this really does it for our Christmas ornament earrings.
No, we just have to be careful. We just have to be careful. The prudent
don't swallow
pursuit of
them.
Pleasure. Don't swallow them. Don't put them near
don't
your
mouth. Don't lick your ear as you're wearing them.
Or don't lick someone else's ear.
We have a couple of Barbie items, actually. No Christmas would be complete without Barbie.
Oh, yes. Well, here's one. This one is, it starts off with the note that computer games, the market for computer games has been saturated. So the big companies are now casting around for ways to keep those sales figures healthy. The latest big idea is to turn girls into committed game heads. Obviously, some games are already designed to have unisex appeal, such as Sonic and Super Mario, but the games companies seem convinced that only the odd tomboy would enjoy the shootouts and punch-ups of the average game. So,
odd tomboy.
In order to so they've come up with something to turn young girls into, to get them interested in these games. Hence the Barbie Nintendo game. Dolls, dressing up, shopping, the mall, pink stuff. All of that is included in this game. Okay, the Barbie game features the digital doll knitted out in a pink aerobics class drag, negotiating various worlds on the way to a dream date with Main Squeeze Ken. This entails some serious shopping in mall world while being menaced by flying bra tops. Turning
serious.
I swear to God. turning into a mermaid in underwater world and ducking giant ice creams in soda fountain world. On the way, she's helped by a pack of cute puppy dogs.
Oh, God. I'm surprised she didn't slip on any nail polish or anything.
I'm sure that will be in Barbie in the second version of the game.
In the sequel.
There's also this other article about store employee sabotage. This was in a Harper's magazine a couple of months ago. And so we've got this testimonial here from Ron, who's a toy store floor manager. I worked at Toys R Us in Tampa, Florida. The job was boring, but I found a number of ways to entertain myself, my fellow employees, and even the customers. One Christmas, the store had a Barbie doll house on display. Every night, I would create a different scene by dressing the dolls up in strange outfits and setting them up in unusual situations. One time, I dressed the Ken doll in a clown outfit, tied Barbie against a balcony, and set Ken up so he was whipping her.
Oh, God.
One day during the summer, I found a Barbie doll on the floor with half a leg chewed off. I attached a peg to her leg, resealed her in a box, and sold her as Peg Leg Barbie.
I want that one.
It's a collector's item, isn't it?
Another time, I found a ripped-up Cabbage Patch Kid, and a friend and I resewed part of it and sold it as an anatomically correct Cabbage Patch Kid. I had some fun with what I did. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but I was the best worker at the store. I kept the other employees amused. I saw it as a necessity for surviving the type of job that I had.
Well, Deborah.
Good for Ron.
Good for Ron.
I guess if it's true confessions time, I have to tell everyone about the Barbie that I had when I was a kid and that probably contributed to some of the fixations I have today. Skipper, I think she was called Watch Me Grow Skipper.
Growing Up Skipper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Skipper
I know the one.
With the. she had this, well, I think it was her left arm that you raised, and her breasts grew about a size.
Yeah.
And
didn't actually, well, my understanding was that both arms twirled, and then breasts popped out.
Well, you sort of, they were sort of, her chest was made out of rubber, if I remember
right.
correctly, and she grew about, I mean, she had something to start off with, but she grew about two sizes in the course of one revolution of her, so to speak.
Is there a boy version of this? I don't want it.
Yeah, that was. I had 13 Barbies. How many Barbies did you have?
Oh my God, none. 13. Zero.
Zero. Me too.
I had G.I. Joe.
I had G.I. Joe and Barbie.
And Barbie.
Yeah,
lucky you.
I was an emancipated child. 13 Barbies, Barbie horse, Barbie Corvette, Barbie.
No, they
Barbie
bought.
House.
They bought me G.I. Joe because I was playing with my sister's Barbies. Good role model. But now, I mean, this year with the dolls, I mean, they have these new dolls that are, some of them are quite strange. I mean, the doll that eats cherries, I don't know if you've seen that commercial.
What?
There's a little doll that eats this can of cherries. And then there's another doll that vomits. It spits up.
I've heard about that one.
And the third one, which they show on TV, she pees. And they actually show the little toilet with the yellow liquid filling up. Like this, it's like a clear toilet. So
and what do you do? Pour it back the top of her head or something? And then
they didn't explain on the commercial. But
it's not blue like vaginal.
No, it's strangely enough, it's actually yellow. That was what surprised me, because normally when they show, you know, any bodily fluid, it's always blue.
Soon we'll have a doll with someone going through their menstrual period and showing them putting tampons in or something.
Well,
know?
Don't they have a pregnancy doll
yes,
now?
Yes, they
have
do.
A little doll.
Oh, that's
you press
great.
A button and the baby
pops
out. But I think it pops out of the stomach. It doesn't actually come out of the...
Well, cesareans are what they're doing these days
right,
anyways.
Right, that's exactly it. time for another Christmas carol, I think. And this is... We have an ad first and then Sandra Bernhardt.
Hi, I'm Annie Sprinkle, and I'm a dyke on a mic, and it feels really good. It's a little hard, but this is CKUT 90.3 FM.
Children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. growing up in a liberal, intellectual Jewish household with three sensitive older brothers. But there were times, I have to admit, that I really got caught up in the romance of being Gentile, especially around Christmas time. I would fantasize that I had an older brother named Chip, and a little sister named Sally, and my name would either be Happy, or Buffy, or Babe. One of those big sexy blondes who plays a lot of volleyball. Yes, spike it, babe, all right, yes! And every Christmas Eve, my mom would make a glazed ham with cloves sticking out of it, and a hot canned fruit compote. Mmm, Mom! After dinner, we'd sit around the piano, my mother in a beautiful burgundy velveteen dress with a lace collar, my father with his sleeves rolled up, smoking a pipe, his golden lab at his side, and we'd sing Christmas carols. La 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 la, Chip would harmonize. La 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 la. Then we'd get ready for midnight church services. We'd sit together, our arms around each other in the pew. My father would donate 10% of his income as they passed the basket by. So proud to be a part of Christian society. Back home, I remove what little makeup I need to wear with Clinique products. Slip into a flannel lamb's nightgown, staring at the snowfall, dreaming of all the Christmases past and all the Christmases to come, when I'd have a family of my own. And like every Christmas Eve, Chip would come in. Oh God, Chip, you are so cute. I wish you weren't my brother so I could fuck you. Honey, I bought you the coolest Christmas present this year. You're gonna die. It's so neat. What's wrong, honey? You seem sad. It's Christmas. I don't know, babe. I've been doing some thinking. It's my last year of high school, and I want to do really great on the SATs and get into a good college and play football. I'm kind of worried Mom and Dad might break up. Honey, you're too sensitive. That's not going to happen. Sally, is that you outside that door, you little butthole? If it is you, I will kill you, and you won't get your Christmas present. Oh, God, Chip, I hate her. Ah, she's all right, babe. She's just a little girl. Mom comes in a robe and furry slippers. What are you two kids up to? Can I tell you how darn proud I am of the two of you? Tonight in church, babe, in that Laura Ashley dress, you are stunning. And thanks for helping me in the kitchen. Don't know what I'd do without you, kitten. Chip, you've turned into such a fine young man, but what is with that hung dog look on your face tonight, mister? I don't know, Mom, I'm just really scared you and Dad are gonna get divorced. Oh, no, 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 not us, not the Jensens. We're not going anywhere. Oh, sure, your father may be going through a little bit of a midlife crisis, but I worship him, and I adore you kids. You've both been under so much pressure lately. What with the cotillion coming up, babe? Get some sleep. Grandma's coming over real early. We have some terrific presents to open. And may visions of sugar plums dance in your heads. You're never too old to hear that, kids. Sweet dreams. Love ya.
Okay, we're back.
La 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 la.
A very relaxed show. I mean, part of the problem, of course, is that there's five of us in here, and that's
we're hyperventilating and we're getting drunk. So.
Substance consumption. Okay, we've got a few things left to talk about, and partly what we're trying to organize here is that we have decided that although none of us really sings, we are going to sing. And Danielle is in charge of the levels.
I forgot my number.
Four.
Four and eight.
Don't worry, we'll cue you.
Okay, first though, what's your name again? Karina. Karina, female Santa Claus is in Vancouver. Oh dear, she's hysterical.
No.
Take a breath.
It's only the second time you've forgotten my name in 3 years we've known each other. But,
female Santa.
Right. Well, I'll tell you. In Vancouver, there was this evening out last Wednesday, and it was at the Shaggy Horse, for anyone who knows where the Shaggy Horse is.
Yeah,
for those of us who don't know, it's on Richard Street, right? And
basically it was Dyke's night out for Christmas, and the festivity included a female Santa Claus, where you got to sit down on Santa's lap.
What was she wearing?
Well, I guess the female, I wasn't there,
right,
so.
Right. Well, what did you hear?
I heard that she was basically wearing the same outfit as Santa Claus, but, you know, female version style, and you got to sit down in her lap, and I have a friend who actually gave her a nice kiss, one that lasted about 5 minutes, very deep one at that, and so I'm sure the line was a long one.
Was she packing anything?
Was she packing anything? I'm sure she was packing it in, but I don't know if she was packing anything in particular.
Well, sitting on her lap, you would wonder.
Actually, it turned out to be quite a festive event. It was a full house, so I'm told, and she was actually quite lovely, Santa. So it was
Samantha.
Samantha Claus. I know. I read that comic strip. Yeah. I read it.
That was on
the Peanuts.
Last Saturday. Yeah. Oh. The young sister of Charlie Brown was writing a letter to Samantha Claus.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But anyway, I thought that was good.
Mm-hmm. Gender parody.
You do a show called The Lesbian Show on Co-op Radio in Vancouver. Do you not? Did you do a Christmas special?
Actually, no. They will be doing one this week, this Thursday, and it will be Christmas Eve. So they are going to have, you know, a night for people who don't really want to celebrate Christmas, but just want to be with people that they want to hang out with. And the radio station is open for anyone who's interested. So if you are heading down to Vancouver between now and Christmas Eve, you can go to Co-op Radio on Carroll Street. But
and do what?
Well, they're going to be reading things from, I think The Grinch is going to be read, and they're going to be playing Venus Envy as well, and they're going to have a little Christmas party. And basically, because it's also for a place for people who, I don't know, there's a hang-up there about Christmas. I guess. I don't know why. I mean, you know.
In Vancouver.
Well, not in Vancouver entirely, but
because it doesn't snow,
it's just
right?
it's just too pressed upon people, and so it's a controversial issue at this point. So if people don't want to participate in all the fake glamour and fake festivity, you know, I mean, you can have fun at a place where everyone feels the same. Something like Cheers, I don't know. Where all the troubles are the same. You know, I mean,
that's I was gonna say flaky, but that's ungracious.
the gang over there is really quite lovely, and it should be a fun thing. Everyone's gonna be bringing little food and baked goods, I might add.
Oh, like a potluck.
Right. Be some pecan cookies. And in fact, I told them that I'm going to be taping this segment, and I'm going to share it with them, and they're going to be taping their segment, so I can hear, and we can exchange from east to west Christmas tips.
Well, Deborah, we haven't done we haven't said anything about people who don't celebrate Christmas.
Precisely, very good segue. Go ahead, Carolyn.
I've been hearing from my Jewish lesbian friends who are deeply offended by everyone wishing them a Merry Christmas over and over. As a matter of fact, one woman I know said, "There's a Santa in the window at Schwartz's." She was she said she couldn't believe this. Anyway, so I want to say Happy Hanukkah. And for those of us who are trying to get rid of patriarchal religious traditions entirely, happy solstice.
Oh, absolutely.
That is a woman's thing.
Oh, well, today is the first day of winter, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it is,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is, the 21st.
Today.
Well, today is the solstice. How do you like that? Mm. I think it's something nice to wish people as a general thing is, you know, happy holidays or enjoy the holidays, because mostly this is a holiday season, regardless what you celebrate, I think. You know, people do have holidays, days off and stuff. So that's a pretty good, that's a neutral one.
Yes.
Say Happy Hanukkah to everyone. See what happens.
Well, that's kind of specific, though, isn't it?
Well, so is Merry Christmas.
Well, it is. All I'm suggesting is a neutral one. Now I'm going for neutral, Carell, and that's the theme.
Neutrality.
Neutrality.
Does that get us back to Camille Paglia?
No, that's another show altogether. Okay, I think probably, well, we've got 10 minutes left. I think it's time for us to sing a carol. I think you are taping this, aren't you, Danielle, this moment? Oh, yeah, okay.
Are you gonna talk?
That's not really the tune.
While you talk.
It's another one, we're just having fun.
While you talk, we do the bed
we're
of music.
We give you some background vocals.
That's
make
very
it
clever.
More festive.
Okay. That's all I had to say, though, that we were now going to launch into the song. So pardon the noise. We're just going to move the microphones up this way.
Can we be heard?
Well,
hello?
I think so. Like that's okay. How do we start this?
Your turn.
You start it.
Sonia Marcus, go.
You start. This is all ad lib. No, it's not.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
That's mine. All right, let's start again.
Okay,
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two Chinese healing balls and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
four brilliant books. Are you supposed to do
three
that?
Three Barbie dolls.
Two Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five nipple rings,
four brilliant books,
three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of rock boots.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
six chocolate treats,
five nipple rings,
four brilliant books,
three Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven brand new toys,
six chocolate treats,
five nipple rings,
four brilliant books,
three Barbie dolls, two Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
eight floppy disks,
seven brand new toys,
six chocolate treats,
five nipple rings,
four brilliant books,
three Barbie dolls, two Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
nine sparkling dildos,
eight floppy disks,
seven brand new toys, six chocolate treats,
five nipple rings,
four brilliant books, three Barbie dolls,
two Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots. Come on, guys.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
10 latex barriers,
9 sparkling dildos, 8
floppy disks, 7 brand new toys, 6 chocolate treats, 5 nipple rings,
4 brilliant books, 3 Barbie dolls, 2 Chinese healing balls,
and a very comfy pair of black boots. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pecan cookies, 10 latex barriers, 9 sparkling dildos, 8 floppy disks, 7 brand new toys, 6 chocolate treats.
Four brilliant books, 3 Barbie dolls, 2 Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 go-go dancers,
11 pecan cookies, 10 latex berries, 9 sparkling dandelions.
Does it
matter? 6 chocolate treats.
5
nipple rings. 4
brilliant books, 3 Barbie dolls, 2 Chinese healing balls, and a very comfy pair of black boots.
Happy solstice.
And happy Hanukkah and the holidays. Enjoy the holidays. We'll be back next week.
You still can after that.
That's enough to leave
promise
the hang
never to sing again.
That's what we said last year.
We'll be back, I'm sure.
Next week we're having a predominantly musical show, so not of the live version variety.
So yeah, enjoy the holidays, and I hope you enjoyed this as much as we enjoyed ourselves. And we're going to end with a tune from Venus Envy. Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer.
Yeah. Giddy up. Giddy up.
Happy holidays.
Very naughty girl, and if you ever saw her, she might even make you hurl. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call her names.
Very queer.
Are you a boy?
They never understood why Rhonda liked to whip and rage. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa heard her say,
Santa, dude, why you been out delivering presents to little boys and little girls? I have been home riding your old lady, Mrs. C. Oh,
she good. Then how the reindeer loved her as they shouted out with glee. Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer, come and hit the hay with me. Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
Take a number, no problem.
Merry Christmas!
Come to Rhonda.
She totally rules.
Thank you, baby.
I know it.